Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today's Secretary of State John Kerry announced $9 million will be added to the $1 million already pledged in aid for victims of Saturday's 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Nepal. As the death toll there rises to over 4,000, 18 on Mount Everest, the worst disaster in the mountain's history and the worst earthquake to hit Nepal in 80 years. So many relief flights are now arriving from all over the world that some had to be turned away because of runway backups. The BBC's Sanjoy Majumdar is in Kathmandu. And Sanjoy, give us a sense of what you're seeing.
Well, across the city for some time now, we're seeing almost everyone moving outdoors, just living out in the open. Vast parts of the city have turned into these large campsites that have come up in any kind of open ground that you can see, whether it's a parade ground, playgrounds, by the side of the road, even on the ruins of a building that came down because of the earthquake. The temperatures in the night tend to drop. It's even been raining, so it's not exactly ideal conditions to be living out, especially if you have young children or older relatives. Many of the tents you see aren't even proper tents. They're just bits of plastic or tarpaulin, just pulled together, propped up with a few sticks or twigs or bamboo staff. And some are just cobbled together. And if it starts raining, of course, then the water starts coming in from the sides.
Well, and is there still an attempt to try to rescue people from rubble? Or, you know, what's the sense of how people are either being rescued or treated if they're severely wounded?
Well, here in Kathmandu, where, of course, there's been a rescue operation on for 2 days now, that phase has almost come to an end. They are still sifting through the rubble in some places, but really only to recover bodies, which are still continuing to come into the hospitals and the morgues as they are able to move away the large piles of rubble from the earthquake. But it's only today, 2 days, or actually close to 3 days now, after the earthquake struck, that rescue teams are actually beginning to reach some of the worst hit areas because the roads were blocked until now. They've been cleared. And the rescue teams are actually getting into some of those communities that have remained cut off until now. And there, of course, they're going to look at this whole situation from the beginning because no one has any sense of what they're going to find, whether there is any hope of finding survivors living there and in some condition to be rescued and then helped.
Some people from these further flung villages have gotten word out that we're reading reports of 80% of buildings down. There seems to be no question that the number of dead is going to go up. And what's the need? I mean, it seems like it would be everything, but what is the need?
Well, the most pressing need actually is for something quite simple, and that's clean drinking water. There are other things that are in need as well, tents to accommodate all these people who are living out in the open, and then all these other things, doctors, medicines, to take care of those who are injured. But the biggest problem now is that there isn't enough clean drinking water, and because there are so many people living out in the open, there is a real fear that if the water supply that they're using gets contaminated, then there is the threat of disease spreading, especially among young children or elderly people, which would add a whole new dimension and a new problem for the authorities here and the aid agencies which have come in.
Yeah. Touch on the tragedy on Mount Everest. Of course, utter devastation below, but as many as 18 dead on the mountain. Now, our listeners have been asking about Melissa Arnott. That's the 30-year-old American trying to be the first woman to summit without oxygen or Sherpa support. Her team tweeted that she is okay. We have her story at herenow.org. But so many are not just injured on the mountain, but cut off. What's the sense of what's happening there?
Well, again, because we had relatively good weather today, the skies were clear. It's the first day that helicopters were actually able to approach the Mount Everest base camp. And also we understand some rescue teams were able to approach it from the surface. As you say, there have been hundreds of climbers who've been cut off, in some cases caught up in the avalanche that was triggered by the earthquake and the aftershocks, because of which some of them lost their safety equipment and were unable to climb down to safety. In previous occasion, when helicopters tried to approach them, because of the strong winds and the weather conditions, they were unable to winch them up, which is the only way they can get them up. But we know that today about 200 climbers from and around the base camp have been rescued. Some of them were injured and have been brought down to medical facilities to be taken care of.
And of course, the Sherpas that aid the climbers will want to be with their families down below. And then we're also hearing from authorities in Kathmandu that other people that are needed, water tank drivers, electrical workers, laborers, there's no one available because they're trying to rescue their own families.
Yes, that's right. I mean, by and large, this has been a country that has ground to a halt because everybody's dealing with their own tragedy. Some of that is changing now. Certainly in Kathmandu today, there was a sense of life slowly, very slowly, beginning to limp back to normal. But yes, the problem is that it's a struggle to find anyone who's able to help you in anything, whether it's people with technical skills or even as simple as drivers to take vehicles that are being used in the rescue operations. There simply aren't enough people to do that job.
The BBC's Sanjoy Majumdar in Kathmandu. Sanjoy, be safe and thank you.
Thank you.